Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday morning, July 25th. I'm Tyrone Johnson. This time, how people in power view time and avoiding becoming a victim of identity theft. New research suggests that time may not be equal for all of us.
People who are in power, our bosses, management people, they actually believe that they have more time at their disposal than you do, and they have more control over it than you do.
That was Wall Street Journal's Lee Holtz. As a regular worker, you may look at the 60 minutes in an hour and feel like it's not enough time to get everything you have done.
That person in authority has exactly the opposite view. That hour stretches on indefinitely, and there's just a great expanse of opportunity to do different things.
A study at the University of California at Berkeley suggests that an expansive sense of time is a perk of power. Things just got very real for a star of one of the biggest reality TV shows in America. Adam Levin of Credit.com talks about the 8 years he'll have to think about this ID theft scheme and how you can avoid becoming a victim of something similar.
I'm Adam Levin, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that a federal judge sentenced Apollo Nita, husband of Phaedra Parks from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, to 8 years in prison for a $2 million fraud operation that involved stealing about 50 identities over the course of 4 years. Nita pleaded guilty to bank, mail and wire fraud, and identity theft in May, which helped reduce his sentence. He has insisted that Parks was not involved in the scheme. The judge could have sentenced him to anywhere between 7 2/3 and 9 2/3 years, but the judge went slightly above the minimum because white-collar criminals like Nita have a tendency to relapse, he said. Now, if you're worried that you might have gotten mixed up in some sort of identity theft scheme, it's important to act fast. Identity theft can ruin your credit, not to mention endanger your life, and people need good credit to get approved for loans with decent interest rates, reasonable insurance rates, housing, and in some cases, employment. Credit damage isn't beyond repair, but it takes time. So if your credit's been trashed by an identity thief, it can be a long and frustrating process. While identity theft is practically inevitable, there are things you can do to protect yourself. Monitor your credit and act quickly in response to signs of unauthorized use of bank accounts, Social Security numbers, or credit cards. You should check your free annual credit reports at annualcreditreport.com, account transactions, and credit scores as often as possible. Use free tools like those at credit.com and other sites for a snapshot of your credit data. It's easy to track progress and spot problems with your credit profile so you can avoid the disastrous effects of fraud. I'm Adam Levin, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Tyrone Johnson at the Wall Street Journal.